I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bobby Hebert, we appreciate you stopping by as always. It's good to have you on. The real question for us is, how much better are the Saints going to be with the moves that they've made? What's the word down there in New Orleans?
Well, the word in New Orleans, and this is not an opinion to the Who Dat Nation, it might be the easiest schedule in franchise history. Now, I know that's on paper. They're like double digits. We should win 11 or 12 games. They're that optimistic, and if we don't, they're saying everybody got to be fired. They got a clean house. But, no, that's where the expectations are at. Seems like the stars are aligned now. Dealing with injuries, that's a different thing. But, I mean, I don't know, just looking at the strength of schedule, 12 out of the 17 games are in the dome. As a quarterback, a kicker, a punter, you always welcome that. So weather's not even going to be a factor, even though they beat Cleveland when it was freezing in Cleveland. But the only game, like in December, is like in Tampa. So, I think the weather's going to be nice in Tampa in December. Now, it could rain, but you're not worried about any storms. So, no, look, their opponents combined. The Falcons are dealing with the same thing. The NFC South, I think the Falcons are going to be right there. Now, I'd have to ask y'all, right. To me, can you count on Desmond Ridder? A lot of pressure, very similar to a tour with the Miami Dolphins. What is Desmond Ridder going to do? Are you going to go with Taylor Heineke? I think that's kind of almost like an Andy Dalton insurance policy, but you just look at right now the Saints, the combined winning percentage of their opponents is 427. That's the worst of any team in the league. And I truly believe, I think we have an edge at quarterback with Derek Carr. I'm not saying he's top five. I think he's probably somewhere between 10 and 12 in that range. Now you got to take advantage when you're playing rookie quarterbacks. And the experienced ones, when you look at it, Ryan Tannehill, Kirk Cousins, they lost to the Vikings, double doink kick. And I look at Jerry Goff, where Matthew Stafford's going to be at. Probably up-and-coming Trevor Lawrence. But they avoid, the elite quarterbacks when you look at it. And I think the bye week's coming at a right time, week 11, not in December. And I was telling the fans, because you always look at this, I'm sure, when y'all break down the schedule. Well, what is the meat of the schedule? Right. I says there's no meat. there's nothing to, like, for instance, in the month of October, okay, they play the Texans, they play the Jaguars and the Colts. Those teams are combined 19-47-1. That's why I'm telling you, I don't know if they want me to say this, but I'm with the fans. Yeah, you got the, if y'all don't win, everybody has to go. you got to make changes. But there's no reason why. For instance, look at the Saints. What I was reading where Vegas asked me is the only division team. When you look at the over and under. That was, better Atlanta. I want to say they were like 8, Carolina 7.5, Tampa Bay 6.5. But 8 NFC teams are projected to have losing records this season. Right. And I'll tell you, if the Saints don't win, there's going to be the guillotines coming out in the French Quarter.
Well, two things, Bobby, because we look at our schedule, Carl and I said the same thing. If you believe that Detroit is on the come, we got Detroit and Jacksonville. And we got a couple of games, like we play the Saints in November out of the bye week. We get you guys out of the bye. we get each other out of the bye, and then we play the Jets.
Right.
You know, I mean, those. But we only have like two games. And you say those are two back to backs where you really struggle. The question is Derek Carr going to hit the ground running? Because I mean, to me, Derek Carr, it's like I as a guy that watched the Raiders, and I bet the Raiders, Carl knows this a lot. It just seems like he's just a dude.
Sounds
he's not the dude.
Personal.
Yes,
personal.
It is very personal. Is he going to be a dude with you guys? Because the wide receivers, man, I mean, if Michael Thomas can get his head out of his tuchus with Chris Olave, you know, and Kamara doesn't go to the Huskow, you got yourself a pretty good offense.
Yeah, and the one thing with Derek Carr, I mean, he just seems like a good dude. He seems like a winner. You know, the Raiders' defense has been so bad. He really had no help in that direction. But the one thing, a lot like Andy Dalton, can't win in prime time. But Derek Carr, I thought this was interesting. He can't win in cold weather, but they don't play any cold weather games. You know, he's 0-7 in games played outdoors when it's 37 degrees or below.
Wow.
I said, oh, well, we don't have to worry about that. You know, he didn't have to deal with the cold weather. But, no, I even have, like, the Saints being a 11-6 type team and going 4-2 in the NFC South. I got them splitting with Atlanta, splitting with Carolina, and I got to sweep Tampa Bay, and then still have a double-digit winning a winning type season. And I'm sure Atlanta has to be confident, the changes they've made. I told you about the people that I'm familiar with that was with the Saints, with the Falcons. I think, like, Ryan Nielsen is going to do an outstanding job. Now, I think Fontenot knows what he's doing, but obviously you got to turn the table and you have to win. And look, I was a big guy on like the Falcons taking the running back, because that's going to be a key. Can the Saints stop the run? Because I still think that, I'm not saying, you know, can he stay healthy? But like a Saquon Barkley, you look at him when he was hell, when he was well, but can he be well? But, right. You know, you bring up Michael Thomas, and he was out there today at OTA. We finally had a sighting of Mike Thomas. He was running the back end of the routes. I know Derek Carr wants him there, and he needs to be there. I mean, he's already made millions of dollars. Why are you not here supporting your team? He should be here every day, because once you finish football, you can go be a loner. I mean, he needs to take more of the Cam Jordan approach and be here even though it's voluntary. You look to Mario Davis. That's what you need in Michael Thomas. And he showed up today, and I called him out on the radio. I said, he needs to be here. Now, they all joke with me. Oh, Avery, he must have heard you. But, no, well, Michael Thomas, come on. Dude, the Saints have paid you handsomely. Now you need to be available. Your offensive NFL, you know, player of the year. And not be so standoffish and be more guy that the young guys could count on. I know Chris Olave is looking up to him, and so hopefully Michael Thomas could stay healthy. Y'all seen him that first game against the Falcons. Those back shoulder throws, I mean, he makes those contested catches very similar to old school with Marcus Colston and Drew Brees. And that's where, like, Chris Olave, Rashid Shaheed's really come on. That's what they didn't have. You know, where in the red zone to move the chains on third down, and the Saints fans hopefully think that Michael Thomas will be the answer for that.
Dennis Allen get a bad rap? I mean, listen, he's following Sean Payton. We know how damn good Sean Payton was, as we talked to Bobby Hebert about the Saints and what this division may look like for them. But how do you look at him, Bobby? I mean, is he a really good coach? Is it roster? Because it seemed like Sean was able to make miracles out of even when the roster wasn't good.
Well, I mean, you got to win. If you don't win, they get rid of you. I mean, you know, that's just what happens. But I know he knows defense. But that doesn't mean you could be an outstanding defensive coordinator. Even though he's the head coach, it's still his baby, you know, the defense. That, you know, you could be a great defensive coordinator, but that doesn't mean you're a great head coach. You know, I think Sal Stanley's going to do a great job with the Dolphins, Vic Fangio. Big Fangio, the old Dome Patrol with Ricky Jackson and Pat Swilling, you know, coaching those baggers. So I know he knows what he's doing. Wade Phillips, outstanding defensive coordinator. So I think the jury's still out as far as a head coach. But as far as a defensive coordinator, no, he knows. The Saints have the ability to be a top 10 defense, if not top 5. They got to get better stopping the run. They had number 2 overall pass defense, but. Do you know last year, I thought this is embarrassing, because Saints fans, you know, you can throw a touchdown pass to get excited. Barber, they love it when you take it away, like a pick six or scoop and score, or just get an interception or fumble. The Saints had the worst in their franchise history, and they've had some bad football here, going back. The worst amount of takeaways ever. Well, that like 14. Well, that can't continue. That's the difference. So whether, you're 7-10 or 10-7 type team. So Dennis Allen's charging the defense, and when the offense is not producing how the fans want, you get spoiled with Drew Brees and all that. Dennis Allen's not running though. That has nothing to do with the offense. I said if the defense succeeds, that's his baby. If the offense doesn't succeed, he has nothing to do with that, but he's going to be held accountable because he's the head coach. But it's all on Pete Carmichael. And I think Derek Carr will make Pete Carmichael a better coach. I think he's more cerebral than Jameis Winston and more talented than Andy Dalton. I think Andy Dalton is good enough, but he won't, lose the game, but he won't necessarily win a game. That's why Carolina brought him on board, just for stability. But I think Derek Carr might be that difference maker, and I tell fans, it's like Super Bowl or bust. I said, whoa, I didn't say go that far. I'm not saying we're on the level with the Eagles or the 49ers. You look at their roster, but we're right there. The NFC is wide open, and you can't go three straight seasons without going to the postseason. And so I'm telling you, there's going to be a lot of pressure on Dennis Allen this upcoming season for them to produce, because it's always what I've done for me lately, and it's been a while. Because I really thought under Drew Brees and Sean Payton that they should have went to three Super Bowls. And, 2011, I thought they were better than 2009 when they became the new greatest show on turf. And then the Nolan no call. We all know about that. I'm like, you got to be freaking kidding me. This isn't a regular season game. Yeah. This is to go to the Super Bowl. I put it this way. The Saints would have scored more than 3 points. Yeah. Against the Patriots. It wouldn't have been no 13-3 Super Bowl. So that's missed opportunities. That's water under the bridge. But it's been a while since they got there. And the same thing with Falcons fans. Once you get to the Super Bowl, but you got to win it. It's such a letdown. I remember in 83 we win the championship with the Michigan Panthers, and I was just up there celebrating with Moose Johnson. He's the Roger Goodell of the USFL. It's 40 years since we won the championship with the Michigan Panthers, and we had a celebration. I went up there to Ford Field, even though we played at Pontiac Silverdome, which ain't there no more. But we won that championship in 83, and then we lost in 85, and you got to the championship, boy, but it's an empty feeling when you don't win. Once you get there, you have to win. And we all know the lead the Falcons had against the Patriots. How can you lose that? That's almost impossible.
Why you got to bring this up?
Yeah, seriously. Bobby, we're familiar with it.
Why you got to bring this up?
And by the way, the no-call kept the Saints out of Atlanta. That would have been a personal Vietnam for all of us had you guys decided about Atlanta.
Yeah.
For that Super Bowl.
Now, Mike, I'll have to look at my schedule. The next great thing, though, that whole Louisiana, Georgia tie that you have and everything is Florida State LSU.
Right.
Boy, that's a game to look forward to.
Well, I got the house, man. You guys want to come down? I got the spot for you, so let me know.
Yeah. That's what I'm going to talk with T-Bob and see what I got. T-Bob probably has more leeway with me with LSU, and depending with the Saints or they have me doing here. But, yeah, that looks like that's a playoff game before the season starts.
Right on.
Great stuff. Bobby Hebert, we appreciate you as always, man. Take care. We'll talk to you soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.